Peace and blessings, y'all. What's popping in your corner? I don't think I'm in the right place, guys. This does not look like home to me. Peace and blessings, y'all. What's popping in your corner? All right. So in this episode of Keeping It Real, we're going to be talking about a great historical incident. It happened a couple years ago, maybe 40, 50 years ago. And we're titling the episode Sandals, Robes, Clerics, and a Divine Revolution. So this whole episode goes down in the country of Iran, which is commonly misknown as Iran. So let me break it down to you. What happened was they had this guy, his name was Reza Khan. Now don't confuse that with Genghis Khan or Halaku Khan or Salman Khan or Shah Rukh Khan or Imran Khan for that matter. So anyways, this guy Reza Khan, he was this semi-general dude from the north of Iran in a province called Mazandaran. And he actually was placed on the throne of Iran at that time by the queen.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now, the same clan that brought in this guy, Reza Khan, they for some reason took him out because he just wasn't doing his job right. And they brought in his little laddie, Muhammad Reza Khan.
My father is a genie. He's crazy.
Now, just as a side note here, because the name Khan wasn't working so well for them, you know, it sounds like Khan artist as well. But since Khan wasn't working too well, they changed their name to Pahlavi.
My name's Khan!
But anyways, now this brother, Muhammad Reza Khan Pahlavi, he was a real favorite of the West. I mean, the West loved this guy, you know? And of course it makes sense because, you know, he was real heavy on westernization and liberalization and reverse anti-Islamization. Don't look it up in the dictionary, it doesn't exist, I made it up. I mean, he was doing everything that the West wanted him to do. He was like this little puppet of theirs. But unfortunately, Muhammad Reza Khan Pahlavi, he was real weak on democracy and human rights, you know? So he was into a whole bunch of this shady stuff like killing and torture and illegal kidnappings and illegal administrative detentions and torture, if I haven't said that already. And what's really interesting is that the notorious and, you know, scary black-clad police of the Muhammad Reza Khan Pahlavi, their name was Sawak, and they were actually created and trained by the CIA. So Mr. Khan P, that's Muhammad Reza Khan Pahlavi for short, because I'm not going to say this guy's whole name the whole episode. So Mr. Khan P, he was real favorite of the West, like I said earlier on, right?
Hello, child.
I mean, these mobsters, they were cutting major deals with each other.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
You name it, they were into it. There was oil deals, there were nuclear deals, there were military-industrial complex deal. And I mean, you name it, this is what these brothers were doing, right? The United States and the West and Iran under Mr. Khan P, to the point where Mr. Khan P was actually giving the royal jewels of the Iranian people to the Americans in exchange for ties. Ties is plural. It was just one tie that President Kennedy gave to this guy. It's true. Yeah. He gave Kennedy's wife this like necklace of diamonds and stuff, and President Kennedy in return gave him a tie. And so together, the Western powers and unfortunately, namely America and Mr. Khan P, they were turning this Muslim country of Iran into a little baby America. I mean, everything was going down. They had clubs, they had dancing, they had lights, they had alcohol, they were ripping people's hijabs off. I mean, you name it, man. It was like downtown Manhattan or something. So let me break it down to you guys. But this is where it gets interesting. There was this one brother who, among all this craziness and this corruption and all this bad stuff, he decided to stand up. And I mean, this brother, he was a real brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was the man. There was nobody who was more of a man than this man. His name was Imam Khomeini. Now, this brother, he rolled up with a pair of sandals and a robe and some real serious and strong clerics who had his back. And they started talking about all this stuff, you know, supporting the oppressed people, supporting the hungry, supporting the poor, supporting the downtrodden. These guys, they were fighting for the rights of the common person on the street. And you know what happens when people start to stand up for their God-given rights? Usually this does not go well with the authorities. And so, as you assume, the authorities, they took this guy and first they imprisoned him. When they saw that, man, imprisonment does not work, then they went, they exiled him to one place. And that one place said, we don't want this guy in our country. Then they exiled him to another place, right? Which was eventually Iraq. And so then the Iraqis, they were like, man, this guy is causing trouble in our country as well. So then they exiled him. I mean, you know, for God's sake, how many times can you exile one person, right? It's like, I exile you from your exile. So what ended up happening was that these guys, they just kept on growing, and then the brothers and sisters, the regular people, they started coming out on the streets and they started to fight for their God-given rights that were being taken away by this guy, Mr. Khan P, and his Western allies. And before you know it, this whole movement turns into the Islamic Revolution. A divine revolution under the guidance of this brother, the man. Now, all of a sudden, you know, things went really bad, and so you got this religious individual, Imam Khomeini, he's all of a sudden running things, and people are supporting him 100%. Mr. Khan P, all of a sudden, he says, you know what, I'm gonna go on vacation, you know, in January of 1979. He says, I'm going on vacation. Brother, please, you ain't going on no vacation, you know, you come back from vacation. You know you're going one way, you're not gonna be coming back, you know. You were afraid and so you ran away from the country. It's okay, shoot, I would have run away too, man, if that was the situation. So the great masses of the people, the common people, they come out onto the streets in a national referendum, they vote for the Islamic Republic, and they vote like 98% plus or 99% plus, more than in anywhere else in the world that I've seen. Anyways, they vote for the Islamic Republic and they appoint that same brother who wore sandals and wore a robe and of course had a whole bunch of clerics on his back. They went and they appoint him as the leader of the Islamic Republic and the leader of the Islamic Revolution. And this Islamic Republic lasts to this day. And before you know it, Mr. Khan P and his Western allies, their beautiful dreams of regional domination just vanish into thin air, all at the hands of some sandals, robes, clerics, and a divine revolution. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are.
Run.
Cut.
I think that's good. Cut. All right. Aga? Yep. This one's done. This one? Done. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We weren't ready. Okay. The cameraman just freaked out. Titled, sir, repeat, well, restart. Anyway, it was good. Republic, that was a good one too. The British, naughty, naughty queen, bad little girl. Man, we're gonna get into trouble for this one day, okay? It's a joke, man. Take it easy, guys. That's where you cut. You like that? That was good, man. That's another cut. Because that's heavy.